and the tower in the time of old, Rock of Ages. You are faithful and true, now you are able to do what you have done, and Rock of Ages. And I will always put my trust in you. You are a healer in the time of sickness, a comfort in the time of grief. You're strong in the time of weakness, and a helper in the time of need. You are a shelter in the time of a fortress in the time of trouble. You're a fortress in the time of struggle, and a tower in the time of woe. Rock of Ages, you are faithful, you are able to do what you have promised. Rock of Ages, you are faithful and just, and I will always put my trust in you. You are a shelter in the time of trouble, a refuge in the time of storm, a fortress in the time of struggle, and a tower in the time of war. Rock of Ages, you are faithful and true. You are faithful and in the time of need. Rock of Ages, you are faithful and true. You are able to do what you have done. Rock of Ages, you are faithful and true. I will always put my trust in you.
Danny, have you got "Come, for the Spirit saith come"? We'll try and pick one that we have. Let's try this. It's an old one, but it's a...
Come, for the Spirit saith come. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever thirst, let him come to me and drink. Come, for the Spirit crieth, come. Whosoever thirsteth, come. He that drinks of me shall have So I come. come to drink of your everlasting life. Come, even so, Lord Jesus, come, even so.
Thank you, Lord.
I would say to you, I am moving quietly in this hour, saith the Lord. But I am moving.
Yes, sir.
And I am moving in the deepness of your hearts.
Yes.
And in your souls and in your minds. And the world can't see the work that I'm doing. But it's a quick work. And I will not be falling behind. And I will not be taken by surprise by anything that happens. Keep your ears open. Keep your eyes open. Keep your hearts open to me. I am doing a very deep and cleansing work in this hour. The hour is coming when the end will be here. And the end is not as far away as most people think. But be steadfast in the place that you are now. Do not move. Do not be moved by rumors or wars or television or news or anything that would distract you from the work that I'm doing in your heart. Stay focused. Stay steadfast. Stay in me and you will see the glory rise upon you. I promised you that you would do greater works than my son did. And you will do those works in the hour that it's needed. But it's not needed now, saith the Lord. So don't be discouraged because you don't see anything happening. Just remember, nothing happens until it needs to happen. And when it needs to happen, I will make it happen, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, the perfection in thee must come forth, saith the Lord, before you will be revealed to the world, saith the Lord. For yea, I say unto thee that yea, Jesus came, and he did not reveal himself until it was time that the Father said, saith the Lord. For there was an appointed time, and yea, there is an appointed time for you as well, saith the Lord. For yea, I am calling thee to stand still, and let me finish the work, saith the Lord. For yea, it is time to not move in this hour, saith the Lord, but yea, to be still, that yea, I might finish what needs to be done within thee. And then when I am finished, I will tell you that it is appointed time, and you will stand up, and you will unite with your brother, and you will come forth as the true Son, saith the Lord. Yea, the true Christ, saith the Lord, that will show the world who I am. For yea, you are called out to be a witness, saith the Lord. And yea, you will not be a witness until you are finished, saith the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And yea, you are not finished yet. So yea, stand still and let me finish the work. Humble thyself before me and allow me to come in and finish what I have called thee to do, saith the Lord. For yea, you will come out as you are to be, saith the Lord, if you allow me to do the work. And yea, when you reveal, you are revealed, you will be in perfection. You will be the manifested Son of God that you were called to be, saith the Lord, because I will have done the work. And yea, when you unite with the head, saith the Lord, he will turn, and he will offer up all of you, including himself, unto me the Father. And yea, that is when the complete work is done. But yea, this is not that time. So yea, stand still and let me move, because it is my time to do work, saith the Lord.
Bless you, Father.
Thus says the Lord, what is the work that I'm doing in you? I'm teaching you through pain and suffering to refuse the evil and choose the good, so you can grow up and understand what voice is speaking to you by the things you suffer when you go the wrong way. Doesn't it say that to whom you bow your will to him is your Lord, whether sin unto death or life unto righteousness? I am raising you up, putting Christ in you. And when I'm done with you and my son comes back, you'll see him and you'll be just like him. You'll have the same body that he had after the resurrection, and you'll know righteous in you of a truth. For I, the Lord, have started the work, and I am going to finish it as long as you diligently seek me. You should be like me, thus saith the Lord.
I would have. Oh, with faith, with praise, and ever-rising tide, overflowing with Thy Spirit's mighty power.
Sit down. I know it'd be a short night. I'd like to share one song, and I'll sit down. Actually, I was listening to Sherry's song one time, and this song came out, and the title of it is "I Will Sing Again." And you'll get the "again." The "again's" in capitalized. Thank you. Like King David of old, I'll sing unto my Father. Like Jesus on the cross, I have no other. Like Daniel in the lion's den, or Joseph in the pit, I will sing, I will sing again. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my God. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my Lord. Three Hebrew boys were tested in the fire. They were thrown into the heat. The flames grew higher. 'Twas the place where none could stand. In their midst arose a fourth man, so they could sing again. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my God. It was a dark and bloody path that led to Calvary. Their agony and death, then to Gethsemane. But the grave had held no sway, and the stone was rolled away. So he could sing, so we could sing again. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my God. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my Lord. Oh, I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my God. I will sing again unto my Father. I will sing again unto my Father.